Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Grand Rising and Priming Powerful Beings, shout out to you, is the Holistic Motivator. And I want to tell you a story. Okay. Imagine if there was a father who really loved his children, loved all his children very dearly. And the father's like, I love all my kids. And the father traveled long, long ways, right? First of all, he left the kids for a while. He had let them in his own little plantation he had built for them, and the kids just out there just chilling. They vibing and having a good time, but they still missing the father. They don't know they missing something, but every day they're like, I'm missing my daddy. But the daddy out there doing some other stuff, and the father comes back and says, okay, I'm right here in the flesh, and I had set all this stuff for you, and I just want to, now it's my time to give you all the love I got for you, because I miss you so dearly. Since the beginning, when I created this whole thing, something happened. I had to go away. Now I'm here. And then all of a sudden, all the kids said, Daddy, we don't know you. He's like, who's this guy talking to me from nowhere? Who's daddy? I don't know who's daddy. And then now, not only are people saying I don't know you, but speak against your name, throw dirt on it, and then Daddy's like, wait a minute, I want the best for you. I'm trying to give you everything. It's like, well, we found a new daddy while you was away. Daddy's like, a new daddy? What you mean you found a new daddy? I'm your daddy. He's like, no, we found a new daddy. He wears a different robe, but we found another father. Imagine that. And then, you know, the father wore maybe the red robe or a dark robe, or the father had legs like a goat. So then the daddy just said, okay, they found another daddy. Daddy went out and he said, okay, now you know what? I'm going to send a lamb. I'm going to send my only son. Maybe now they're going to understand how much I really love them. Because first of all, I just tried to come, get them all back. It didn't work that way. So second of all, now we're going to send my son. So the father places a spitting image of himself inside of his son, sends his son to these people. And then the son is there, and the son is all talking about all the great stuff, and, you know, the kingdom of heaven is near, and my father sent me, my father told me to tell you this, and hey, welcome, come back to the kingdom. And then they did the same thing to the son. Imagine how that father would feel like, right? And this rising, I was just had a little encounter. I'm like, bro, I'm so grateful that God never gives up on me. Right? God never gives up on you. God never gives up on anybody. But the thing is, throughout this whole encounter, we've been having daddy issues. Okay? So let me tell you what problem that we're having right now. We're having daddy issues. We don't know who our real father is. And it's either the kingdom of darkness is going to be your father's kingdom, or the kingdom of light is going to be your father's kingdom. You only get two choices between the kingdom of light fatherhood or the kingdom of darkness fatherhood. Now, your other father that you probably found in the world may have said, you can do whatever you want to do. Right? He says, like, yeah, you can do whatever the hell you want to do. You could jump in front of a car if you want. You can go to the whatever club you want. You can come raid at night. You can do whatever you want to. You can do whatever you want. That's what one daddy says. And he's not a real true father. He's just actually playing a role. He's a manipulator, a stealer, a robber, a thief, a killer. He's just plotting ways to kill you. He's just playing your daddy role to his time to get out so he can do what he been trying to do in the first place. So the problem with the human world is that we have daddy issues. We all have daddy issues. And by that I mean is we don't recognize the love of the Father. We can't accept the true love of God, because even when the Father comes back, he's like, Dad, my other dad told me I could do whatever. Now I did whatever. And then now you're telling me I need to do what? It's like, nah, we can't rock with that. Why? Because when the kingdom of darkness plays the role of your father, it literally teaches you rules that gets you out of the divine alignment. So now you may go against your old father for not having as much freedom as you thought, but your new father had more love in store for you. So he's not going to give you all of the freedom that you thought you, because he's about really love. He really loves you for real. Now, some people think having that so-called freedom to do whatever you want is freedom, but it's actually a careless father. So we got the father from the kingdom of darkness, careless father, does whatever. Your kids can do whatever. He don't care. He's like, oh, there's no morality. There is no morality. Everything is okay under our roof. And another father comes and be like, yo, we're going to add some discipline, some regimen, because I got plans for you. You going somewhere. In fact, I created all of this just so you could prosper. You know what? I made sure I created this entire world because just for your prosperity. And I love you so much that no matter whatever you did, I got you. That's the father. The father of the kingdom of light, from the kingdom of light. He's like, whatever you did, I got you. I accept your daughter. Come right back home. Hey, whatever. Come back in the kingdom. Hey, what you did? Come back here. I built all this for you anyways. Imagine the love of the father who made all of this. And then some snake from the back just came, whispered in the ears, be like, I'm your daddy now. No, you gotta tell the king of darkness, no, you're not my daddy. I had father issues, but now I'm learning to restore my connection with my true father. Okay, so now this father here loves you unconditionally, wanna see you prosper. In fact, he knows what he left in you before he left, because he never really left. So he know what he left in you. So he's like, okay, we're going to work through it. We're about to reveal all of those gifts we got in you. So that's the father from the kingdom of light. Just wants to help you reveal your gift. Want to teach you how to navigate through this entire thing he created. So now, father issues become father battles. So now you think you're having an issue between your old lifestyle and your new lifestyle. But you're having an issue between switching from your old father to your original father. You're having father issues here. You're trying now. You're having a battle between to see who really is your true father. There's a father disconnection. So now it's either the flesh, father of darkness, or the spirit. So we're having daddy issues here. Now here's the thing about the kingdom of light. That father doesn't have much fighting to do because his words are just. That's the fighting that does it, right? So he doesn't have to go clash with the devil. He doesn't deal with any. He doesn't deal with those things, right? He is what he is, I am. Like, before there was, I am. That's the father. That's the type of father I'm talking about. Which means he don't go bickering with the devil, right? He just stands it up. All he says is, stay under my umbrella. That's all. The father in the light says, stay under my umbrella, right? And somebody says, who's that? The other song, Under My Umbrella. I'm not talking about that. The Kingdom of Light Father says, just stay under my umbrella, I got you. But the moment you say, so basically, God doesn't fight with the devil. You get to decide whether you're going to be in God's house or the devil's house. You hear me? Hello. You get the chance to be between the Kingdom of Light or the Kingdom of Darkness. You get the chance. Now, some people are lukewarm. They're right in the middle. So here's the thing. So the rain is just falling on them. They're like, okay, I get to choose here. So they're just, rain is always falling on them, right? At least the people who chose the dark, who says, I'm there for sure. This is it. At least they know where they're going. But the person in the middle, their soul is so troubled because they're like what Jesus called in the Bible, the lost sheep without a shepherd, right? The lost sheep without a shepherd. It's like you don't really know because you have no spiritual father, right? You have no covering on your head, not one of darkness, not one of light. It's just like, am I here all by myself, right? And the father is like, hey, I made you. You know, I know everything about you, right? I know everything that goes. I know everything, period. And I got everything. And I'm like, I got the money, too. I got everything, joy, peace, happiness, everything. Father's like, yeah, come. Come over here, just come on this side real quick. With all love, with all good intentions. And then the other father of the darkness, like, okay, now is my chance to whisper in this lost sheep ear. Hey. I know what the kingdom of light father is saying here. I know he said he want to prosper you and do all these great things. But let me tell you something. Screw what he has to say. He's just trying to limit you. You know you can do a lot more things. He's just trying to limit you. Come on this side. But his plan is to kill. He's trying to seek to kill. He's trying to intrude. He's trying to destroy. He's trying to steal your plans. He's trying to ultimately trying to kill you at the end of it. Right? He's trying to steal your soul. So now, which father are you, which you going to go to? The one that says, go over here for the freedom that is indulgence. Or one that says, I'll give you everything. But here's the thing. When we're lukewarm, when we're right in the middle, here's a major thing too. If you don't choose the umbrella becomes something deep. The matrix will buy your soul before you give it to the kingdom of light or the kingdom of darkness. So most people, they actually will end up living their entire life, some people, never putting their soul under one umbrella. Not the darkness, not the umbrella of darkness, not the umbrella of light. But corporations are going to buy it. So they're going to wear their brands. They're going to put the mark on them. They just gonna stay like lost sheep, wearing different people's umbrellas. They gonna fight for all types of things and just like meaningless, all meaningless things under the sun, just meaningless activities, but they'll never really reach fulfillment. They'll make money, they'll be able to buy more things, to be under more umbrellas, join more organizations, be more exclusive, but they still are not finding their father because everybody's looking for a daddy. Or everybody's looking like, wait a minute. If I'm a son, if I'm a daughter, who made me? Everybody's looking for it. They might mask that up with something, but some deep, like, yo, there has to be something deeper here than repeating every day. What's going on here, right? Your mind wonders. Hey, I know I'm more powerful than this. It's also like your mind says, yeah, you are more powerful than your current life. And you're like, you know it. It's like you know you're more powerful and you know you got a daddy. But then at the same time, you just like, I'd rather just put my head down and just keep going this way. That way I don't have to entertain too much. But here's the thing. There's two ways to put your head down. Head down and just follow through the script of the matrix and just go your life. Right? You work your entire life, 9 to 5. You save up your money. Then you pay to live the rest of your life in a box again. Right? You can just like put that thing in and just keep going. And you know, when you wake up, when you rise 60, 50, you look around, you see it. Or you can say, you know what? I'm going to choose an umbrella. I'm going to choose which covering, not even umbrella. I'm going to choose the covering. I'm going to change. Am I going to get the covering of the spirit? Or am I going to get the false pseudo umbrella of the dark kingdom of darkness? Right? Because once you go under that umbrella, the type of people you're going to deal with is all types of slimy people. And I'm sure there's still some people working on their character on that other umbrella. Because guess what? What did Jesus say? I did not come for those who were already. I came for the sinners. So guess what? You're going to have a lot of people working through it right there. But guess what? They're going to be like, hey, we're working through it. So basically, when you choose which umbrella, you also dictate which people you start to deal with, the sly people you deal with. If you choose to be in the streets, you're going to deal with a lot of people in the streets. And the streets have a different street formula, and you got to learn how to go through that. When you go Hollywood has its own Hollywood formula that you got to go through. Every different point that you get to choose, you got to deal with different energies. I'm not telling you that when you go and you say, okay, I'm going to be under God's covering, you're not going to deal with all types of slimy people like Pharisees and Sadducees. They thought they were under the same covering, but they were actually more on that side. Right, there's some people underneath trying to play underneath the umbrella, but they're really under the covering of the kingdom of darkness. So they got two daddies, right? And those people who got two daddies, that don't make no sense because you can only have one daddy. That's what the Bible says. It says it's either you're going to be of dark or you're going to be of light. You get to choose. You only have one daddy or the other. Which daddy you want? They're like, you can't have two daddies. You can't be pulled over here and be pulled over. Is it going to be under my... But guess what I'm telling you? I'm telling you, you can either make a corporation own you, and they own you because first, you go, you you go, you make them the money, and then you take the money you made them and you go spend it on their products. That's how they own you. They own everything in your life. You trade your hours for dollars. You take back those dollars and you pay for them. So basically, you traded your life for them and you gave your life to just keep sustaining whatever. And these are all the umbrella companies, right? They're the umbrella companies. So guess what? That's the matrix of this world. That's the kingdom of this world. But in the midst of all of that, which some of us operate in, and we do operate in there, there's the kingdom of heaven, right? The kingdom of heaven is actually on earth. It's the unseen that's in the seen, but you can't see it. Okay, so the kingdom of heaven is not the business that's running, but the kingdom of heaven is like the person who's running the business with God in their heart. That's the kingdom of heaven. So there's the business, that's the kingdom of man, operating in the shopping plaza, boom, boom, boom. That's the business. But the kingdom of God is like the spirit that's in the man running the business in the matrix world. So there is the unseen influences the seen. If we are covered by the kingdom of light, then our businesses can be places of light. So though they walk in a business and they trade their money for a product, there are also, what we're doing is we're also spirits, the energy that they get, any of the messaging, the heart, and why the person started the place to begin with. All of that is going to influence whoever walks in that room. The customer service, how people customize the service that they receive. The words that they say, the conversation, and how those conversations go about. Somebody might say, I'm having a bad day. All of a sudden, somebody in there gave them a word and they left the spirit field. Which means the kingdom of heaven is what adds a special ingredient to what's already happening on earth. So the kingdom of heaven is not just a place that we're waiting to go. It's the place that God sits inside of everybody and shines his light through our works in the materialistic world. So we want more people under the umbrella, the covering of the right hand, of the right side, underneath the covering of God. And when they're underneath that, they're going to be covered. Now, the people who's on the other side of it, the God's wrath and judgment, like Sodom and Gomorrah, could happen anytime. It's just that it might happen any place. You just left to, you're left to whatever happens on that side. Right? Because you're hanging out with the wrong father. Right? The wrong daddy. Because I said, us as a humanity, we have a daddy issues. And then guess what? We such have a daddy issues, and we crucify our own brothers. We got daddy issues, so that's why we crucify our brothers, because we don't realize that we're a human race. So we fight against other people that's in the same brotherhood, which is the issue to begin with. So now, that's why we crucify the people who are just trying to give us some love. You get what I'm saying? So basically, we live in a society where our father is also a bit frustrated. No matter how merciful God is, I realize God must have been frustrated this whole time with us. Somebody says, well, God doesn't get frustrated. But imagine, you had a bunch of kids that you love, and you had a bunch of just great stuff for the kids. You wanted them to be good, and you just like, yo, I'm here. I'm about to do everything. Every time you go and you try to do something with them, they just spit right back in your face. Imagine how mad you would have to be. I mean, I know God is over all of that, but let's just take it to human perspective. Like, if you were a dad and you were working, and it's like you sense different brothers, sisters, and people, and every time you sent somebody, they go ahead and they kill that person, like the prophets. All of those prophets that came over time, every time that they came, guess what's happening? They got murdered. And then he sent his own only son. That's what they did to him. They murdered him. God is like, yo, I love y'all so much that I'm gonna keep coming back, finding all types of ways to tell you my word. Then I'm gonna, actually, I got to a point where I'm gonna have to make the ultimate sacrifice because I'm tired of seeing, and it's still gonna keep happening for the glory of the Lord. But it's like, I'm just tired of like try to communicate to y'all through prophets. In fact, let's just do a covenant where I save y'all once and for all. And then all you have to do is make a decision from this one covenant. And then from that decision, you will decide whether you're going to be on the right side of it or the left side of it, because I'm sick of y'all. And he says, yes, I'll still send people to educate y'all. But guess what? At the same time, I got to do one massive sacrifice. So what he did was he sent his son, the lamb. Right, he came for a work. Somebody says, if Jesus was so powerful, why didn't he save him? No, that's what he came to do. He came to wash our sins in that way. It's almost like God didn't have to set it up because the hearts of men were so evil that they were just going to do it regardless. It was just, he already saw, okay, I seen the formula. Send a prophet until the certain point, boom. We see the formula, how it goes. Because there's so much, they got daddy issues that they don't realize that this is their true father. They're trying to defend their kingdom of darkness fatherhood. So they try to defend that as much as they can, trying to keep what has been hurting them. And what they've been looking for comes right in front of their face. They use all types of stuff that they learn from the ways of the world to defend them from what they've been looking for. So the devil knows how to use what you've been accustomed to stop you from getting what you need to grab onto. It's like what you've been accustomed to is actually the chains that the kingdom of darkness holds you in bondage, so that way you don't get into the kingdom of light. And in your mentality, he's pulling strings of your mindset, and that anybody can make you feel a certain way because you just go on your knowledge bank and you pull out something to throw back at them, but you can never go in your heart to reveal the love, to really feel the love that I'm trying to, that he's trying to communicate. So basically, in your mind, you try to go in there and dig stuff to throw away from what you need. So basically, the devil don't want you to get away from his umbrella, because he's trying to get as many people as he wants with him to where he's going, because he know where he's going. So when you are grabbing onto something that's maybe like a different path, it's going to feel uncertain. But I want to let you know that the devil's path is very certain, right? We know it's destruction. That's the certainty of his path. So here's the uncertainty of this righteous path is, I don't know if I'm good enough. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if this is different. People are going to judge me. People are going to throw stones. I've never been like this. I've been hurt before. So then you have to make a decision, right? There is, like, right now, a lot of people are making up their minds based on constructs, and they never really got a spiritual intervention. All they got was mind tricks played on them, and they literally are algorithmized into choosing which umbrella to go or just stay in the algorithm till they make the decision. Okay, so basically your whole life has been leading you towards a specific set of beliefs. And your beliefs are accumulations of what you see, what you hear. And you've been seeing, though seeing, you can't see. Though hearing, you are not hearing. And that's the issue. It's your senses are now off. Because though you can see, you cannot see. Though you can hear, you cannot hear. Because you don't hear from the heart, the subconscious mind is clouded by the programs that came in your mind, and they were literally structurally placed there to program you, and you think you're running the strings, but you're being ran the strings by your program. So the devil has programmers. They're programmers who program your mind in the algorithm, right? Am I getting too deep? Hey, where did I get? Okay, there's programmers, okay? Literally, I'm not just talking about the actual making of the... No, I'm talking about people who want to convict you that this way is the way to this, but they're trying to take you to wherever they're going. So we don't go to anybody who don't really know where they're going. We go to God who knows where the beginning and the end is. So therefore, because he's God, he can give you what's in your best. So anybody that is not leading you to the kingdom of light is leading you somewhere unknown, which will ultimately end up in the kingdom of darkness. So there are programmers who program your mind with alliterations and sayings that you can now repeat like a tape whenever the truth comes against your program. Truth cannot be shifted nor changed, but it will get you to regurgitate programs. Because programs hate truth because the truth dismantled their programs. And because truth will dismantle your program, it's either that you will try to run away from it or you will let it soak into your heart. And the truth is, God loves you. God is love, and God's been calling you to his kingdom. And he's like, don't let people program your mind to the point where you're locked in and you only have sayings to do, but you can never express out of my heart, my mouth speaks. My words don't just come from my head. They come from my spirit. That's why I'm inspired. That's when I give you stuff in the spirit of whatever. I wasn't going to do a podcast today. I got people orders to go take care of. God said, listen, there's a message and I need you to do a message. Whatever you got going on, no matter what mess you have, you got to do a message. So I'm giving you a message. And what it hurts me, just like it hurts God, is like people are so stuck in their minds that they can't receive the love of God. And they've just closed the door on the Father who's trying to give them everything. He's trying to literally bless them, trying to give them peace, trying to get love. They're like, I'll buy it. No, why are you trying to buy it? He's trying to give it to you for nothing. And he going to give you money to run in the same matrix world. So it kind of like pisses me off for God now. Because I'm watching the programs. I'm like, bruh, you just read this somewhere. You listened to it over time. 10 videos came on your feed. Now it's your mindset. And you stuck like a tape. So that's why it's like, yo, I'm like, wake up. And you're not just a tape. I need you to listen with your heart. Open your eyes so you can see. Open your ears so you can hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. You are being blinded to kept underneath the umbrella of darkness. And unless you free yourself from it, you're going to keep being stuck. If the devil wanted to see you grow, why is things not growing in your favor? How come there always have to be an exchange for you to get doses of what you're looking for? That's what carnal pleasures are. It's always an exchange. I mean, you don't have money. You ain't got no love. God's trying to give you love even when you don't got money. It's just a different. It's an abundance or scarcity. It's either trade your hours. I'm telling you, that's what the kingdom of darkness is profitable for the matrix. In order, if you are in the kingdom of darkness, you spend more money. It's profitable. It's very profitable. But guess what? On the other side of it, it's more fulfilling. It's either you're going to be a measure of trade or you're going to trade in your true value. Okay? A measure of trade. It's either your body, it's either your birth certificate, it's just going to keep using you as a wheel in the cog, or you're going to go and figure out what your place is in the kingdom. Like, what role do you play in the body of Christ, in the one body? You may not be the arm or the fingers. You're going to be the legs, or you're going to be you are part of the body. And it's like your Father's calling you back because he made you a divine purpose. So now you're wondering, like, what's my purpose? God's like, I got your purpose. I know what it is. So I'm watching, and like I had over the weekend, and when sometimes I put my thoughts in captions and stuff, It's just like my spirit was just like disturbed by so many, because they can never tell me a truth. They only tell me a tape reply. It's like, yo, I've heard this before. But I say stuff I've never heard of in the spirit. But it's like, bruh, people be giving me replies like, I heard that intellectual comeback yet. But have you ever had a spiritual intervention with the divine? Has God ever came in your heart and told you to do something, you did it, and then something happened, and you just got him? Has you have any miracles worked in your life? Have you ever wake up every day and give a podcast that touches people, and you're like, yo, I know God is in there, is like working through it, because I'll be knowing how I'll be doing, but I'll be doing it, and I'll be doing it like nothing. That's God. That's the unseen in the seen. That's the kingdom of God that's working in this kingdom of men. And if you don't realize that it's true, you're going to keep looking around trying to, like a sheep without a shepherd, and you're going to wonder where to go. And you're always going to feel unfulfilled because you're not connecting back to God. You're not going back to the Creator. You're not going back. You're not going back to your, this is your true roots. Right? This is your true roots. Now it's like, I don't even have the capacity to like, I'm not even in my comment sections no more. Because I need to keep my spirit, like, okay, in alignment with what I'm going to say. I'm just going to, like, be a mouthpiece for the Lord and just speak out whatever he told me to say. I'm just going to do whatever, like, boom, whatever it is. Why? Because I'm frustrated with him. And at the same time, I'm also frustrated at myself. Keep it real. I'm frustrated at myself where, though I'm in the kingdom of light, letting the whispers from the umbrella of darkness whisper to my ear. Oh, calling me back to my old ways. So even when you make a choice, you got to keep making choices. Why? Because guess what? If I can taint you enough to doubt where you stand, if I can make you doubt where you stand, then I can actually revert you back to bring me right back. Any seed of doubt placed in the heart of men is how the devil intrudes. That's what he did with Eve. Oh yeah, I know God told you this, but did you know that he was hiding that? Oh yeah, you mean to tell me I'm gonna know everything good and right, and I'm gonna know more, I'm gonna be like God when I find out that? The same trick, listen, hear me and hear me good. Same trick that the devil used on the apple tree, whatever type of tree it was, is being used right now on your timeline. Here's how most videos, let me give you the formula on the other side of it to get you to the kingdom. Here's it. Did you know that you didn't know this? And that when you know this, you're going to really know you for real and all the power you got. Did you know that they've been lying you to this? Did you know that this what you've seen is not what it is really? Did you know that this actually originates from this? And because of that, and because of this purpose, they've been using that for this, that. Now, guess what? It's called a shift. First, it's an interaction of the power. This is spiritual warfare. Get you from a mental perspective. The fights we fight are not just carnal, but they're spiritual. They're in your minds. They come in, intrude, change up your whole algorithm. Guess what? If you mix enough truths with false truths, you can convince them it's all truth. So that's manipulation. If I give you enough that's true, yet the rest is untrue, and I mix it together, if you can't have the discernment, you will know, you will think all of it is true. So though you're seeking for the truth you're feeling and you know, you will be brought into this all false truth, and all of a sudden your mindset starts to shift, and then all of a sudden you've been algorithmized out of your blessing. So you just need enough subtle truths with false truths to convict somebody to keep hearing it and making it their truth. Then now you just have to keep allowing them to see it, hear it. And that's how I put in their music, and then soon they'll be coming. So without the essence of what is true, false messages can never really intrude in your heart. And what is true is you were actually created to do more powerful things than you're currently using in your life. That's true. The truth of the matter is you were created in the image of God, the Creator. That is absolutely true. That's the truth. The truth is you can actually have the life that you want, and you can create it with your mind and with your thoughts. That is ultimately true. But the foundation of that truth is that God created all of it. And it is because of Him that all of this can happen. I can tell you the latter without the former, and you think you'll be good. But if you don't get the former, that God created all of it, and it is Him that the praise and glory should go, then your house is now built on what is called sand and not rock. You don't have, your foundation is off, because you're not in the right foundation, because you didn't know who gave you all that. So now all of a sudden, in order to be powerful, you can seek into all types of entities and deities, and now they don't just come without an expectation of what you're going to give. It ain't like God, come freely, I'm going to give you everything, and all you got to do is come here and get blessed, like, and give up some of your old ways. It don't work like that. God going to come bless you. He's like, okay, just give up your sins. That's all I need you to give up. But other deities, they have expectations that I don't know of. I don't need to speak in the light. What I'm telling you is this. If you're not rooted in the foundation in the house of God, if you're not rooted deeply, if you're not planted on good soil, then you will be seeking for the benefit of the thing. We're not going to the creator of the thing so you can just get it. So you will always find an imbalance, because you would have made yourself the thing, nature the thing, never even realizing. Yes, I talk about it all the times. Love nature, baby. I hug trees at times, but I ain't never said this tree gonna save my life. I always said thank you God for this tree. I love grounding and earthing myself. I love it. It feels great. I love walking bare. I don't even call it that. I just call it life. But I never say Mother Earth, thank you for creating yourself. God created Mother, the Earth. I love what God has created. But I've never made it my point of salvation. Right? I sometimes wear these nice crystals, and I love to hear what their benefits is. I've never sat in prayer and put crystals around me. I just wear them. I might wear them. I might even have them. Well, they might even come out sometimes. Don't even know. But I never think. I just think like God is stronger than any of these things around me. But I don't mean that. I want a nice word. Nice. I think it's really good. I think God had all these stones for a reason. He wouldn't have made stones for no reasons. But now when we have to put the stones and accumulate them and do all this extra stuff, now guys like, yo, why seek for power in other places when I'm the most powerful? That's what I'm talking about. When you walk with God, it's like you're walking with the OG. You're not walking with some lame on the corner. You're just walking with the, like, he's the original. He's the G-O-D. And you walking with him, he's like right next to you. Like, yo, I'm coming to a battle. Yo, I got God right there next to me. He's on my back. It's like, yo, as spiritual warfare is like, yo, I'm in it. I got the glory of the Lord. I got angels all around me, baby. I'm coming in deep. I'm coming in deep. You feel me? So what I'm telling people is, you got to understand that I am telling you that inside of you, there's a lot of things you have not discovered. I'm telling you that you are powerful. I'm telling you, but through God, you are, that's the power that's where you get the power. That's how you put a neck and get your superpower. It's simple. It doesn't say that we sit and wait for God to do everything. It says that we're more clear. So now God is working and doing stuff through our lives. And we go out and we make it happen. we're not actually out here sitting down under a tree and say, wait till the kingdom of heaven comes. No, we're living out the kingdom of heaven. And our lives is we're fruiting, bearing fruits the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is here, right here. It's now. It's in this earth. We don't sit and wait to go to heaven. We bring heaven on earth in our energies, in our love, in our peace, in our works, and what we do, and how we talk to people, and how we bless people. And the same businesses we do, other people do it. We just do it with the Holy Spirit. Amen? We do it with the power of the Holy Spirit. So the kingdom of heaven is here. The kingdom of heaven is actually within us. It's working in us. But we got to seek what? The kingdom. And everything else will be added on to you. That's what it says. Seek the kingdom. Okay, I can go all day, but I'm going to have to finalize this. Going back to, you got daddy issues between one father and another father. And you have to choose. You have to say, you know what, God, I know you are my original father. And you make me stronger. You actually don't make me weaker. A lot of people think that when they're with God, they're saying slavery. They're talking about like it's a mindset block. Like your mind gets blocked when you get with God. Like all of a sudden you with God and you can't see nothing anymore and everything is just dark. They're calling us lost. They're saying their minds are so, they're locked up in their minds. I'm like, wait. You mean the chains that have been freed? You mean my spirit being freed? Wait. So that brings compassion. It's like, Lord, have compassion on them. That's what they think. They think we're just a bunch of sheep without shepherds running around waiting to go to the heaven. They think like we are brainwashed and that we just like... They don't understand the freedom. So now when I'm speaking, it's like it's with compassion now because people really think we are lost when we follow Christ. They think we are crazy. They think they are saying that we are actually our practices are witchcraft. They said that because we said something about... No weapons formed against me. They said that's witchcraft. He said, if it's with all my words, then now are so powerful that you got to call them witchcrafts. You know why they say that? Because when I say no weapons formed against me shall prosper and they form the weapon, it don't prosper. So they like, they must have done some witchcraft. No, I just use my power. They're like, what just happened? I had to do a bunch of stuff to get that. I said, well, all I had to do is be under God's umbrella, and I just had to speak. You was doing a whole lot. I just said, no weapons formed against me shall prosper, baby. I didn't have to do nothing crazy. I'm like, hey, you doing too much. Like, you doing too much. I didn't have too much to do. All I had to do is say, I said, demon, get away from here. That's all I have to say. And they would listen and obey. Why? Because I believe it. Second, why? Because of the power that worketh within us. Because he said, I will help you do it. I will spend my spirit inside of you to do it. That's what he said. He said he'll bless you to do it. You hear what I'm saying? So in our words, we have power, and we have to recognize that power. Don't ever let the devil shut you up. Because they only could only distract you. They only try to distract things, but when the word speaks, the word speaks. And those who have ears hear what the word has to say to you. Free yourself and get to the one true God. Right now, he's working, he's 10Xing his work. He's working through everything now. He's working through all the people. He's working through all about it. He's like, yo. Somebody says, I'm brainwashed by the Most High. Sign me up every day. True peace, love, and freedom. Absolutely. I'm a slave to God and what he told me to do. I had something to do earlier today, but God told me to come do this. Imagine if I didn't do this episode. Imagine if I didn't do this specific episode today, right now, in the way that I did it. Imagine if I was out here just doing what I was. Look, God said, the people you got to ship those things to, they'll wait. They're going to get it. They'll be okay. It'll be a couple late, son. But guess what? You're doing something for me. They'll be okay. Like, I know you have to take care of business, but remember, don't forget my business. He's like, I know you got to take care of business, but stop forgetting about your father's business, because you're part of his household. If you forget your daddy's business, you're just running your business, and you don't realize if you put him in your business by having him in you, your business is going to be his business, not both business booming. Amen. Because now he's like, okay, I don't gotta take your distraction. Nah, you all one, baby. I'm going to bless you because that's my business. That's your business. That's our business. God's like, we got a God's business now running. Your business going to have to prosper now. You feel me? Make your business God business, then that business going to be booming. So you hear what I'm just saying, though. I did not come here because I want you to buy my product. In fact, I even mentioned nothing about buying my product. Actually, I am trying to sell with you the kingdom of heaven. I want to let you know that when you open up the doors of heaven, everything that you try to pay a book for and get all, and you're going to need counsel. Don't discredit counsel, people to help you work your mindset. You're going to need therapists and coaches and all types of people. But God's going to do some of them so fast that you like, yo, I tried to work through this through multiple conversations. Damn, all I had to do is go and God, boom, all of a sudden, what had just happened? My heart is like forgiveness in my heart. What is this peace? And then now your body starts to heal too, because some of the things that you're holding in your body is actually spiritual things that's in your spirit that's been housed in your bodies. And then now they're becoming disease in your body because you got stuff in your heart. And they're stuck in your heart. And your heart is, the blood is not working like it should be. Why? Because it's stuck in your body. So when God frees you from the things that's holding your spirit, your body get freed. All the healing you were looking for, all of a sudden you get supernatural healing. So that's where the connection does, because God works in the spirit, but the spirit is connected to the body. So they will always talk about how there's a body, spirit, mind connection, but they never talk about the creator on top of it. So when you go to the creator, what he does for you is, with your belief, one of the things that Jesus required is not just you want it to be done. No, you have to believe it can be done. So, but now we obstructing who is done through. So faith, having faith, God has a spiritual law so distinct that having faith alone will heal your body. Hear me and hear me good. In fact, you didn't need to say glory to Jesus Christ or God, but just having faith from a scientific perspective that your body will heal, just believing that it will heal, can ultimately lead to your body healing. That's a fact. They've been proven it. But because of that, we neglect having faith in Christ for that healing to be done. Because God created faith so powerful that you can have faith and don't even know Jesus and get healed. We think we'd never need Jesus again because now faith is not your healer. Faith in the healer is what heals you even faster. So yes, I have faith that I'm going to heal. But when you have faith that God is working in your life and healing these things, then you get expedited healing. And he gives you other things with that because you're giving him the glory. Okay? So God does not create the principle without the will. So the principle stands alone, but he gives you a will whether you're going to give him praise back for the principle. So a lot of people are able to create stuff, do stuff without God. So they think because God gave them the will to just use the principles that we shouldn't go back to him. So figure out what it is that you want me to create through all this business I got going on. So they like, yeah, I don't need God. I got power by myself. And that's the issue that we're living in now is people think they no longer need God because they got the power. But they forgot who created all the power. And that's the issue. Who created back the power is Jesus. Listen, bruh, if you don't like the name of Jesus, then you don't like me. Then you don't need to be consuming my content. So let me tell you what. I will never say, listen, I got all of this because of my power. No, only glory to God. It's blessings to God that's doing it. So I need to give back to God. That's what I'm going to be talking about. Because that's what the world needs. Because that's what is all of this, all of the motivation, that's where that's coming from. Shoot, you like my podcast, my gift, but you don't like who gave me the gift. So how am I going to obstruct who gave me the gift versus my gift? I got to give you my gift with the gift giver. And that's the gift giver. Get what I'm saying? So the gift giver always got to work, come first. And what I'm letting you know right now, listen, the devil going to try to come all types of ways. Demons and dark forces, you can't stop this message. All the people who are trying to come, look, you can't stop this message. This message is going to keep going just like it is. And I'm going to speak boldly in the name of the Most High against all forces that's coming against this. They shall not prosper. Amen. Amen to that. And we keep on going, not losing my train of thought. Let me tell you something. I had something going on before my spirit got disturbed. But let me tell you something. First of all, I'm trying to let you know that everything else that you're seeking everywhere and doing all this extra stuff is meaningless activities. And that you need to be seeking God more than anybody. And you got to make a choice whether you're going to go underneath the umbrella of God or you're going to keep walking in the kingdom of darkness. And that's my message right there. So God is calling his sheep back into his shepherd, into the proper shepherd, and that's Jesus Christ. A lot of people don't like the concept of being led, but they're all being led. Like, let's go back. They don't like the concept of being led. Like, people who realize how powerful they are, they don't know how to humble themselves to call themselves a sheep. Okay? They don't know how to say that I am a sheep. They don't know how to say that God is my master. They don't know how to say that Jesus is my Lord. That actually irks them. It makes them feel bad about it. Okay? See, I told y'all the force. It'd be so funny, kid. I'd be saying it now. How did my mic start off working all of a sudden? Huh? Y'all can hear me? Y'all hear me? My audio got stopped. You see that? Demons working overtime. I be telling y'all think we fighting and get physical. There's all types of spiritual weapons all around you. Guess what though? I ain't scared. God told me I need you to fortify yourself. Listen, that was just my mic. I'm blaming on demons, but I need to charge my damn thing. But hey, anything will work. Amen. Okay. But it's what I'm telling y'all, though. It's crazy how that happened right there and then. But, listen, anything to get in the way of the message, anything to get in the way of the flow, we're not going to stop the flow. We're going to go back. We got to end this off, right? Here's what I'm letting y'all know. You see that? Take a deep breath in. I'm letting you know that there are all types of things playing with your mind. And you just got to open up, let your door go loose and say, guess what? Father, lead my life. I hear you. I hear you. Like, take charge of this temple. It's yours. I believe that your son is Lord, and he died for our sins. I believe. Then you just have to close your heart, really believe, and he will enter in you. And then the Holy Spirit is going to lead your life. And then all of a sudden, things you used to love to do, you won't want to do them. Because why? You're changing. You're changing fatherhoods. The kingdom of darkness no longer have ruler over you. The father who said you could do anything and come back home whenever you want, he's not your daddy anymore. So now when he was never your dad to begin with, he was just playing the role of it because you were bitter towards your actual father. So you were so bitter towards your daddy, so he had to play a role of daddy while the father was still here. So then you got to say, God, you are my original father. Come in my heart, lead my life. Right? And then that's how the process begins. And then that's how you come back home. Okay? So I just wanted to just let y'all know, man, because the Holy Spirit is amazing. Somebody says, I feel bad for anyone who doesn't have the Holy Spirit. Couldn't imagine this life without it. Absolutely. The Holy Spirit. And the thing is, he sent out his counselor for all of us to dwell within us. But it's you got to open up the temple of your heart for the Holy Spirit to come with a belief. He gives you a will to say whether or not this is going to be the lamp that leads you, or you're going to have the umbrella of so-called freedom of indulgence to lead you. You get to make a choice between the two. And God is calling on your life that you let him lead the way. Let God lead your ship. He has plans to prosper you. He has plans to give you a better future. He's going to help you heal. Some of the things you're going through in your life right now, he's about to use it to be a blessing to other people. Your testimony is going to help so many people, because you're not going to talk about how it hurted you. You're going to talk about how it helped you and how it empowered you and how you came out on the other side of it. And how because of it, you just push through it. And God's going to use all that thing for his greater good. That's how amazing God is. That you will take it from any point and he's still going to turn it around to let people know that this is the kingdom, that I'm the true father. He's been doing it. He did it in the flesh. He does it through the spirit now. In the flesh. That's how his words become flesh. Right? He had to show an example of how that occurred to his son on earth, where he showed it is for the glory of the Lord. All of it, he's like sickness and pain, hurt, bring them all to me. Death, I walk in, I don't fear none of it. Why everything you're scared of? God is fearless. Jesus himself is like, yo, I don't fear none of that. He's like, bring it to me. He looks at in the face of death and he says, they're not dead, they're just sleeping. He looks at the face of death and call it sleep. That's the power of the Lord. You hear what I'm saying? That's the power of the Most High to look at death and says, that's just sleep. And he says, wake up. He's like, yo, wake up. Like, you're not dead. You're just sleeping and you need to wake up. He's like Lazarus, he's literally saying, yo, get out of my tomb. He's like, I just need you to have just enough faith that you can get up and walk. Right? That woman, he's like, yo, y'all was about to stone him, but guess what? Those of you trying to stone him, if you have no sin, then pick up the first stone. And they all ran away. Why? Because they all full of sin. And he said, come to me. And he said, listen. Go and sin no more. That's all he said. He said, just go and sin no more. He just said that. Right? Because what he said was, he's literally saying, you come to me, all the problems you think you have won't even be a problem in my book. All the things people are holding against you that they feel like they're stoning you for, I'm going to forgive you in my book. Right? So, while the Pharisees may have thought their status gave them more value, but Jesus studied the heart of a prostitute and saw her faith and her love, and you really saw her true value. So your position, your little money, your little status, your little thing in your little club there ain't gonna be nothing. God just tests your heart. He just wanna see what's in your heart. He just like, yo, I wanna see what your heart look like. And we gotta work on that. That's the work he's doing. And that work that God does in your heart frees up you from a physical standpoint, which can help you heal your body. But guess what? You're gonna have all that faith, but then this is why I come as a coach, be like, yo, you gotta put in the work. So you can never obstruct the work nor the faith, and don't go just for the work and ignore the faith, because it works together. Some of you, you're doing all it takes with the work to heal your body right now. You're eating healthy. Like, let this be true. You're doing what's right, but your spirit, there's some strongholds on your spirit. That's where you need to heal from. And the weapon for that is not just your work, but it's going to be the work that's done within you. I'm talking about that's the spirit of the Lord. That's why when I tell you to fast, that's because then you know, God comes in your heart and wash some of these impurities away that are actually keeping you stuck and keeping you sick, literally. And then now you might look at it from the even physical underneath, then he washes your cells. But it's the spirit wash that's more even important. I'm talking about is the resentment that's been holding strong in your heart, and the anger that's been stirring up in your liver, and the worry that you always don't know about your future in your spleen, and the fear that's stuck in your kidneys. He's literally coming in the spirit to wash these things, and they're going to wash them from your organs, and he needs you to put in the work to wash these things and wash them from your organs. Some of you, the spirit is doing washing, but you're doing cluttering in the works. So now you're spirit filled, but you're not work fulfilled. You're not fulfilling the works now. The spirit is trying to, is like, yo, I got you. I'm working in it now. But then you go and you eat some trash food. You never detox. You never fast. And the spirit says, okay, I'm going to heal. I'm going to help you heal, but you got to help me too. And that's what's happening here. So guess what? God's getting ready to do some emotional work in you. He's getting ready to do some, break some spiritual yokes and some bondage. But he's saying like, yo, restore fatherhood. Like, you got to choose who's going to be your daddy. Is it going to be me? Or is it going to be the devil? Or are you just going to stay like a lost sheep, with a sheep without a shepherd, walking through the matrix, giving parts of your life to the matrix, getting doses of happiness, never tapping into the well of fulfillment? And that's what most of the world is. They have not given their souls to the kingdom of darkness. They have not given themselves to the kingdom of light. But they're just in the middle, giving a piece of themselves to every company and businesses. And they're torn to pieces. And they're not worried about your health in the process. In fact, if I can program you to eat more sugar, that's going to make me more money. But let's flip it around. If you don't change your mindset, God can do all the things in your spirit, but you go undo it in the flesh. God can give you a healing that your mindset and habits are not sustaining. Because let's not neglect, we in the kingdom, you are suffering. You're suffering as I am suffering. We are suffering under the umbrella of God itself. Let's keep it 100. Are you not suffering? Do you not have parts of yourself that you know you need to work through? Are there not certain diseases in your body that needs to be healing? So God is like, yo, not only must we increase our faith in him, but we must increase our faith in accordance to our work. Okay? So now we move some stuff when we fast and we clear the spirit. But we gotta sustain it with our habits. Because look, God has freed you from a spirit of whatever, but you keep going back and gossiping about the spirit of whatever he freed you from. So he's like, man, I'm trying to free you from that. But then your behaviors, your actions are not in lining with the freedom that God gave you. Like in the spirit, while we fast, he moves some stuff out of the way. But in the flesh, while we're not fasting, we move them right back in their way. Why? Because your mind is not being changed. That's the works. That's after you get the spiritual breakthrough. You got to then apply it on a day-to-day basis, routine type stuff. You got to tell no to yourself when you feel like eating that at that time. You got to say, I'm not eating that because I treasure my temple. There's still other principles in the work. We think it's just one faith principle. No, there's a work principle with the faith principle. So even us in the faith, we have more healing to do, right? God got more, he got more businesses in us we need to reveal to help his people. He got more things to do through your life. Like, but at the same time, we have faith, but we don't put in the works. So those people who say, I can do stuff because I am God, I don't need God. Some of us says only God can do stuff. Don't realize that God said, that's not what I said. That's what you said. So now you turning it back to God because you don't want to do nothing. You're like, only God can do stuff. Well, no. God's through the power that working within you. He said within you. No. You got to do something. So like, only God can do stuff. No. You have a will. No, you have special ingredients in you. No, God's about to go right through you. No, you about to spread the message. No, you, it's up to you. But like, well, God knows. God knows when you know. When you know. When you know you're not stuck to this. You have faith in God, but you're not talking faith to yourself. God is like, no, take that faith you talked about me and now talk that faith in your own life about your circumstances. You got to believe you're going to get out of this situation. Don't just believe I'm going to take you out of it. Believe that you got the power in you to get out of it. So don't think that becoming like when you get in the kingdom, now you don't have other. No, you have to start to learn how to create a healthy relationship with your father. Not a one-sided give you everything spoiled brat relationship where God does everything for you. And you just sit and you spoiled. No, God don't want no spoiled apples in his kingdom. He wants fruitful apples. He ain't about to just give you everything like that. He wants to see your path. You got to walk on something. You got to move on something. You got to be doing something with what he told you to do with that something. So like blessings come with much obedience. Obey, get a blessing. Obey, get a bless. There's blessings on the other side of obedience. Right? So a lot of us, we're praying for blessings, but we're not obeying the directions. Oh, it's just an idea in my head. Well, you paid for the blessings. He gave it to you in an idea. And you went back, God, you're not blessing me. I've been suffering this over and over. He's like, no, you've been thinking too negative. You need to work on your mindset so you can take the idea I gave to you so you can work the idea and get your vision out. And that's what I've been trying to do through you the whole time. I'm your father, but I'm not just going to spoil you. I want to see you prosper. I got a plan for you, but you got to be able to run that plan. So no, I'm going to discipline you just like I love you. So you think, okay, now when you were over here, now you about to get disciplined too. Here's the thing. We're so used to a mentality of do anything what you want with no guidance. That's what the kingdom of darkness does. That's what your devil daddy, your fake daddy does. The kingdom of light says this is some structure. This is some order. You better recognize I got some rubric down here. You got to do some stuff up in this house. If you're going to live under my roof. But he's not also like that. He's also a counselor. He's also whispering. He's also like a mother. Oh, come over here. Come, let me hear you. What do you got to say? Who hurt you? Let me put a little thing on your boo-boo. Right? So he got the discipline. He puts divisions up. It's everything in a household that's healthy. You can't expect one part of it without the other part. So you want that lovey-dovey. You want that coach. You want that uncle to come tell you, like, you can do this. This is the plan to give you the giftings. You have the teachers. God's going, the kingdom of God then becomes an environment for nurture. So when God comes with his kingdom, and as a father, he brings the home with him. That's why God is like a home, right? It's like there's a peace that happens of it. It's a home. And he brings in many. He brings the son with him, right? So your brother, he brings the spirit working around, like to make sure the household is working and everything is solidified. The doors be closed at night. You got the spirit working around you. You got the Holy Spirit. It's a whole family out here making sure you good. When you walk into that kingdom, there's going to be some new rules. There's going to be some, oh, let's talk kingship. I'm talking kingship. I'm talking about, yo, now you know who you're really from. Let's talk about what I really put in you for here to do now. Let's talk about how you're about to break not only strongholds. And that's the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, not just come broken and I'm going to heal you. No, come broken. I'm going to heal you. Now let's build something. Amen. You don't just come broken and God heals you and then like, thank you, God. I'm healed. Now back to my regular life. No, he's like, okay, no, you hold up. I know you used to Philly. You the Fresh Prince. This is Bel Air now. Let me teach you how you're not gonna be in Bel Air with Philly mindset here. We're going to change up your mind mentality real quick. Let me tell you about, we're talking king ideas here. We're talking about how we can get our kingdom to spread. And Father's like, you'll be your kingdom. Yeah. The Father's kingdom. So then our responsibility, no matter what we do, no matter what roles we play, is to be focused on God's kingdom being spread all around. That's God's kingdom. Because when he brings you to the household, now he's like, yo, let's talk about our kingship. Let's talk about what we got. And that's the part most of us don't get to in our walk with God. We walk in broken. We walk in sick. We walk in looking for the salvation. We walk in feeling drained by being under the umbrella of darkness. We walk in with all of these things that was really affecting our spirits. And when we walk in, we forgot that after the transformation, God actually gave you a new robe. He put something new inside of you. He just revealed what was already in there. And he's like, okay, now let's walk on this path. So then we forget the future that God is talking about. We forget the future. And we want to be able to grab onto that future. So when we suppress the noise a little bit, when you fast, we're telling God, like, Father, okay, I know I walked in your kingdom. Now, how are we going to spread this kingdom? Now, God, how are we going to, what do you want me to do with my little giftings? I hate the word little besides something big, right? So I hate when somebody says your little business. So I'm not even going to say my little. I'm going to say your big giftings, right? Your big dreams, your big goals, your big aspirations. What are we going to do with this, God? A lot of us, when we are in the Christian faith, we forget that part. All right, Greg, I'm going to block you just because. Okay, let me not do that. Brad, please stop. Stop deterring people with your comments, Greg. Change your mind. Repent. I'm not going to block you, Greg. Say hello. All right. Thank you, Greg. All right. Here's what I'm telling y'all. Devil tried to distract me in many different ways. I don't know why I keep giving in to these distractions. get rid of all the distractions. All distractions dissipate from my timeline right now. Away. Away from me. Away from me, Satan. Okay. We don't block. We encourage. We love. So, Greg, do better, Greg. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Greg. Okay. Here's what I'm letting y'all know. We can't just walk in the kingdom of God, get everything he's blessed us with, and then do nothing with it. He's like, okay, yes, you were once a sheep without a shepherd. Now you got a shepherd. But now you're still just walking around in the flock doing whatever, not realizing what to do. And he's like, not only are you a sheep now with a shepherd, but I made you realize that you're also have the spirit of the lion. Now, how can the qualification to being a lion is a lamb? And how does being a sheep qualify you to be a lion? Okay. And that's very deep. Like, how does being a sheep qualify you to being a lion? Because it says, I recognize my power, but I recognize I'm nothing without the divine power that lies inside of me. That's what being a I'm talking about Jesus. Okay, let's go back. He's the Son of God. To be able to say, okay, I'm going to come in human format and let all these things happen, even though this couldn't happen. It's like, it's really saying that I honor you so much, God, that I'd rather do your will than anything else on the earth, because nothing else matters more than your will. All this, I'm so grateful for who you've made me, that I'm willing to sacrifice everything that I want for what you need to do through my life. Okay? Okay. Listen. Away from me, Satan. There is nothing more important than the will of God. There's nothing more important than the will of God. And when you say, though you made me to be so powerful, I choose to use that power to give glory back to God, that's how you stay empowered. Okay? And that's it. So Jesus is the way, is the truth. Where are all these people all of a sudden came from? Listen, to everybody commenting, you know you're not commenting, right? Because I'm out here doing my work. You got your work to do. Do your work. Let me do my work. Must you intrude my work, with your father's work? Why don't you let me do my father's business and you do your business? So that I can do my business and you take care of your business and you mind your business. Because I got my father's business to do and your father's doing his business. So allow me to do my business without intruding my business. And if it does not soothe you or help you, then slide away. Unfollow. You have a choice. But you also don't have a choice to be, you have a choice, but you got a choice whether you're going to be negative or positive, whether you're going to add value or you're going to come here and be a distractor. I don't come under your live and comment stuff about what you say. Don't come under my live and comment stuff about what I say. You keep your opinions when you're doing your work. I spread my opinion while I'm doing my work. Okay, so for you to come here, you're not going to change my mind. and I would not appreciate it. Let me do my father's business, and you do your father's business elsewhere. Because I'm about business. If you don't notice it, I'm about business. And I'm strictly focused on God's work. Because people are being so stuck in their minds that their hearts are closed. Though they see, they cannot see. Though they hear, they cannot hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to them. And because they can't, they have eyes that don't see, ears that don't hear, and hearts that can't receive, they have blocked out everything. And I'm about my Father's business. Okay? You do your business. Rachel, she said, who is my father? I just spoke about the father. The thing is, I know my father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be his name. My question to you is, do you know who your father is? Okay. And it is your father that you need to find out. You need to find who your father is. And I'm letting y'all know, I'm going to go back to where I began. A person who don't know their father are a person who has an identity crisis. Because you don't know who to look to remind you who you really are. You got to look at when God reflects, when you find out who's your father, that is how you're able to be a reflection of your father. When you know what God is doing, you could see what the father does. And then the son does also what the father does. But when you don't look up to your father, then you have another father who plays the role replacement stepfather that runs his own little kingdom, a kingdom of darkness. And it will sow seeds in your mind under his umbrella. But when you follow the Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be his name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. You won't fight his truth with psychological constructs. You're just going to be open to receive them. So those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And here's what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And it's going to shine above all the noises. I'm about my father's business. And to everybody who's not been about their father's business, I need you to get in the stand. And I'm going to go even harder. The sun is coming. Now you're making me mad. The spirit in me is angry. I have the spirit of upsetness. I'm getting mad. That's why all the Christians who are right now, who got the blessing, got the healing, God is doing something in your life, I need you to go out and start using your gift. Because it's for the glory of the Lord. We got to go out because the world needs it, right? The world needs what we got. And we, shall you put a lamp under the bucket, or will you put it on a nightstand where it belongs? You're not standing on a nightstand. Some people are not standing on a nightstand. I need you to shine your light everywhere. Everywhere it just needs it. We're in that season where it's just like the umbrella is shifting, right? And guess what? We need to get out there and keep spreading the truth. Once you know the truth will set you free. That's the scriptures. Nothing can again come against the word, because in the beginning there was the word was God, and the word was with God. If you're with God, not only must you be in this word, but you got to be the word. The word has to live in you. You have to live in flesh. So you must not just, yo, God did something for me. You must be out here doing stuff for God. So that's one message I'm communicating to everybody is, after God has done things for you in your life, you can't just hold back what God has done. You got to go and do what God called you to do. And you got to go and be a blessing. And you got to go and spread the gospel. And guess what? You got to go and whatever it is you're doing in the way, God didn't call everybody to do it the way I do it. So let me go back. God just calling you to be his children in the midst of whatever you're doing. He's just really calling you to do great things, and you, like, people will inquire how it happened. And he just asks you to give the glory back to him. That's it. He's not asking you to do what I do and do what I do the way I do it. He just asks you to do what you were created to do. And when you do that, somehow the glory is going to go back to his kingdom. That's all he's asking. And we must not just be believers who want something from God, but don't want to be obedient enough to give God what he's been calling you to do. Okay? So we want to go ahead. Okay. The weapons we fight are not carnal. But they're from the evil forces of this world. Okay. Okay. So if those who are lost call those who are found lost, then the whole world is lost. For though you think I've been lost, I have been found. Because I was lost, but now I'm found. I'm going to go ahead and close this off. May the Spirit of the Lord keep dwelling inside of you, that you keep speaking boldly wherever you go. That all the forces that try to detract you from what it is that you came here to do, they're going to see by your works, the Spirit of the Lord is right inside of you. By your works. Though they will speak words and throw stones at you, you will know that God is always with you. And may God keep dwelling inside of you in such a way that you become a light on the understand. That people won't be able to ignore your light. Why? Because you're going to add so much value and blessing to them. Why? Because it's the Spirit of the Lord that works within you that is making you a blessing. May you go back to your true kingdom, to what you were brought here to do and deliver. May you not be underneath the umbrella of darkness. May you be in the kingdom of light. May God shine through your very aura and energy. May he communicate to you what you need to do every single day, that you know how to do and what path to lead. May he come inside of you and work within any carnal pleasures and any demons that's taken resides inside of you, that they may come out and they may no longer stay there. May you have the power to speak demons out with your very word, for you already have it. May you be in that authority more. May you use your power to create in this world. That way, the unseen can be brought to the scene. May your fruits be so fruit-bearing that they will start inquiring about who's your gardener. May God continuously be the gardener of your garden, that you yield 10, 100-fold, for you have been planted in good soil. May the thorns and thistles that has been planted in the night by the enemy be somehow eradicated by the angels that's protecting you. May the enemy has no power over you, not over your purpose, nor your giftings, nor your callings. May no negative thoughts intrude in your mind, so that way you stay positively planted in the promise that God told you to do with your life. May you be so planted and connected to the vine that you are not disconnected, but you are connected to the Most High. May you be bold in your heart. May you be fearless. May you walk around with authority, for he has given you authority over the seen and the unseen. May you grow in the spirit and continuously defend the ways of the flesh. May any demons that speak against you have no authority, for with your word, they are bothered. May the demons flee from those who come around you, for they can't stand your presence. May God work within you in the gifts that you have, that you bless many others, and that your blessing through your fruits will bring many back to the kingdom, that they will say, surely it is God that is doing this. Surely it must be God. May you walk in favor, be in favored, and be empowered. May the blood of the Lamb be your form of salvation. For it was through his acts that you have found redemption. May you be freed from your past ways and your sins and step into the light. May you flee from the kingdom of darkness, walk through the uncertainty of the world, and get in the side in the kingdom of light. May the Spirit of the Lord come in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit. May it descend upon you and free your temple from once where darkness resides, now light is, because the Lord is. As you said, before John was, I am. And so it is. Amen. One love. Stay blessed.